Drug experts have renewed calls for pill testing at music festivals after a man died at a New Year's Eve party in southern Queensland after taking an unknown substance. Advocates for pill testing say the practice has successfully prevented deaths and hospitalisations from illicit substances in Europe. But Australian politicians are still opposed, saying it would just encourage people to take illegal drugs. No state has legalised pill testing at festivals. Catherine Gregory reports.
It's music festival season and drug experts are concerned their predictions about the potential for drug-related deaths and hospitalisations are coming true.
The tragedy of this is the inevitability of it, and the fact that we're not doing everything that we can to stop it. And has been known for quite some time is that where countries are conducting pill testing or drug checking, as it's become known, at music festivals in Europe, fewer people mix their drugs, fewer people consume drugs. And as a consequence of that, obviously, you reduce the chance of people overdosing from drugs.
Dr. David Caldecott, an emergency physician and also with the Australian National University's Medical School, says he's almost certain the death of a man at a rave in southern Queensland was caused by synthetic drugs. Two other people remain in a serious condition in hospital after taking the unknown substance at the Mount Lindsay Music Festival on New Year's Eve.
Now we are left waiting for up to weeks to find out what actually caused this overdose, whereas if there had been a drug-checking team on site, we might already know.
Dr. Caldecott explains the pill testing facility is the same technology used to protect Australia's borders at customs. It means individuals can take their samples of drugs to a team of medics and chemists at the festival or event and check if the chemicals have caused problems in the past or are risky to use.
Good practice suggests that we never tell anybody that their drug is either good or safe, merely tell them what's in their drug and contextualise it for their consumption.
Professor Jake Nachman is the director of the Alcohol and Drug Research and Education Centre at the University of Queensland. He says in 2015, 75 new synthetic drugs came onto the market and their impacts on the human body are largely unknown and potentially risky. Although Professor Nachman is surprised by the relatively few deaths from synthetic drugs.
The problem we've got is that we've set up a system which encourages chemists to develop new products to escape detection, and some of these products are going to be potentially lethal.
However, he doesn't think pill testing facilities would be able to detect these new substances. But Dr. David Caldecott says that's another reason why pill testing facilities are needed.
So if we want to find out which is new and dangerous, we need to go to music festivals where young people are consuming novel things.
Dr. Alex Wodak is also a physician and president of the Australian Drug Law Reform Foundation. He and Dr. Caldecott are among a group of drug and health experts who have been lobbying state governments for trials of pill testing facilities.
I don't think any government, I'm sure no other government, state, territory or Commonwealth has expressed a view in favour of pill testing or even a trial of pill testing.
A spokesperson for New South Wales Police Minister Troy Grant provided this statement.
The New South Wales government will not facilitate or sanction the testing of illegal drugs, creating the dangerous fiction that they are then safe to consume. No test can guarantee the safety of an illegal drug or its effect on an individual.
The Queensland Labor government also provided a statement saying it will monitor developments in other jurisdictions. But Dr. Wodak says this shows politics is getting in the way of better health.
It's a supposition that this might increase drug use. That what if it increased drug use but actually still reduced the number of deaths? Surely the thing we should be focusing on is reducing the number of deaths.
That's Dr. Alex Wodak from the Australian Drug Law Reform Foundation, ending Catherine Gregory's report.